If you pay U.S. taxes, you own a piece of Intel. Here is what that actually means. Intel reported its fastest growth in almost 15 years last night, and the largest single beneficiary on paper is the U.S. government, which has owned almost a tenth of the company since last August. Here is what the public actually owns, what it paid, what the position is worth now, and why the gain is real on paper and not in anyone's pocket. The simple version. In August 2025, the U.S. government bought 433.3 million shares of Intel, a 9.9% stake, for $8.9 billion, or $20.47 per share. The money came from grants that had already been awarded to Intel under the CHIPS and Science Act, but not yet paid out, converted into stock instead. Last night, Intel reported its fastest revenue growth in almost 15 years, and the stock, already up about 170% this year, rose further in after-hours trading. At Thursday's closing price of $100.23 per share, the government stake is worth about $43.4 billion, a paper gain of roughly $34.5 billion on what it paid. Every word of that sentence is true, and the most. The numbers. The government owns 433.3 million Intel shares, a 9.9% stake, purchased at $20.47 per share for $8.9 billion total. The filing describes the investment as passive ownership. Intel News release and Form 8K, August 22, 2025, SEC Edgar. The purchase was funded by $5.7 billion in awarded, but unpaid CHIPS and Science Act grants plus $3.2 billion from the Secure Enclave Program Intel filing. 274.6 million shares went to the Department of Commerce when the deal closed on August 27, 2025. The remaining 158.7 million sit in escrow and release as Secure Enclave funds are paid out Intel Form 8K, August 29, 2025. The stake carries no board seat and no governance or information rights, and the government has agreed to vote with Intel's board on matters requiring shareholder approval, with limited exceptions Intel filing. The government also holds a 5-year warrant to buy an additional 5% of Intel at $20 per share, exercisable only if Intel ceases to own at least 51% of its foundry business Intel filing. Other CHIPS Act recipients were treated differently. TSMC's $6.6 billion and Samsung's $4.75 billion in finalized awards were paid as cash grants, not converted to equity. Reuters, as carried by CNBC. Intel reported second quarter revenue of $16.1 billion last night, up 25%, its fastest growth in almost 15 years, with guidance above Wall Street's expectations. Intel, Form 8K, July 23, 2026, growth characterization and guidance comparison per CNBC. Intel shares closed at $100.23 on Thursday, up about 170% in 2026, after rising 84% in 2025, and rose more than 12% further in after-hours trading following the results price data, as reported. At that price, the government's 433.3 million shares are worth about $43.4 billion, against the $8.9 billion paid arithmetic. 433.3 million x $100.23. What the public actually owns and does not. The stake is unusual in several specific ways, and the details matter more than the headline. The position is passive by its terms. The government has no board seat, no governance or information rights, and has agreed to vote alongside Intel's board on most matters requiring shareholder approval. It owns the economics of a tenth of Intel, not the control. The money was also not new spending in the ordinary sense. Congress had already appropriated the grants under a 2022 law. The change was the form, from a grant Intel would keep regardless, into stock the government now holds. Whether that trade was wise is a policy question with supporters and critics in Washington, and it is not a question this article answers. What this article can do is show you the position. There is precedent, and it is instructive. During the 2008 and 2009 financial crisis, the government took large equity stakes in General Motors and the insurer American International Group as part of rescue interventions. Both positions were eventually sold off over a period of years. Those stakes came with heavy conditions and board influence. The Intel stake is the opposite construction, passive, non-controlling, and attached to a company nobody. One more feature worth knowing, the warrant. If Intel ever gives up majority ownership of its chip manufacturing business, the government gains the right to buy another 5% of the company at $20 a share. That is a structural incentive for Intel to keep its factories, written directly into the deal's terms. The real cost lens on a gain nobody has received. Yesterday, we wrote about Alphabet reporting a $98 billion profit that was mostly unrealized gains on stakes it holds. The government's Intel position is the same lesson wearing a flag. Every assumption here is stated. The stake cost $8.9 billion, which works out to roughly $26 per American, using a population of about 340 million U.S. Census Bureau approximation. At $100.23 per share, the position is worth about $43.4 billion, or roughly $128 per American on paper. None of that gain has been received. The government has not sold a share, and a paper gain of this size can shrink as fast as it grew, as this month's chip stock swings have demonstrated. The gain also is not income the government can spend. Like a household whose home value rose, the public is wealthier on paper and has exactly as much cash as before. Marked versus received, for the third time this week. Alphabet's $98 billion, your home's appraisal, and now the public's Intel stake are all the same phenomenon at different scales. A markup is real as a measurement and imaginary as money until someone sells. The public paid $8.9 billion for 10th of Intel, and the position has multiplied on paper. The gain is real, unrealized, and unspendable all at once. What this means? When you see headlines about what the government made on Intel, apply the same reading you would to any investor's boast. Made means sold. Until shares are sold, the number is a mark that moves every trading day in both directions. The stake is also worth understanding as a structure, separate from any view of it. A government that owns passive shares with a factory-keeping warrant is a new construction in American industrial policy, different from the crisis stakes of 2009, and different from the cash grants its peers received. Whatever happens to the stock, that template is now on the shelf, and it is likely to be reached for again. What this is not? This is not a position on whether the government should own stakes in companies, which is a live policy debate with serious arguments on multiple sides that this article does not judge. This is not a prediction of Intel's stock, results, or the stake's eventual value, and unrealized gains can reverse. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold Intel or any security, and Intel's strong quarter is reported as fact, not endorsement. This is not a complete account. Sources: Intel Corporation, news release on the U.S. government equity agreement, Exhibit 99.1 to Form 8K, August 22, 2025, SEC Edgar, https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/50,863/0000050862500129/A082. Intel Corporation, Form 8K on the closing of the transaction, August 27, 2025, SEC Edgar, https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/50,863/0000050862500135/int 20,250,827. Intel Corporation, Q2 2026 earnings release, Exhibit 99.1 to Form 8K, July 23, 2026, SEC Edgar, https://www.secgov/archive/edgar/50,863/0000050862600055/Q200. U.S. Department of Commerce Chips and Science Act Program Materials. https://www.commerce.gov/. Intel Earnings and After Hours Coverage. CNBC, July 23, 2026. https://www.cnbc.com/2026/07/23/IntelIntKernings Report Q2 to 2026. HTML. Intel Share Price History and Annual Returns. https /www.financeitcharts.com/stocks/inc/performance. Chip's Grant Comparison. Reuters, as carried by CNBC, August 2025. https://www.cnbc.com/2025/08/20/Trump buys us government stakes and other chip makers that receive CHIPS Act funds. Reuters HTML.